Well, first I want to say I'm so very happy to be in Tucson for several reasons. I always wanted to be here, but now my grandson is living here. So that was a very special scene, my grandson and his wife. Digo que estoy feliz de estar en Tucson y que estoy, siempre había querido venir aquí, pero ahora es especial porque mi nieto y su mujer viven aquí. Así que para mí es algo muy especial. Last night I went, yesterday I went to, they took me to the Grand Canyon. And let me tell you, I have traveled practically all over the world. And to me, this is one of the most marvelous sights that I am really impressed. I fui al Grand Canyon y me fascinó el Grand Canyon. Para mí es una de las siete maravillas del mundo. So I am so grateful to be here. I am going to read some of the short poems in English and in Spanish. And then some only in English for the people that don't know Spanish, and some only in Spanish. Are there many people here who speak Spanish? Let me see, more or less. Oh, yes. Well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. All right. Let me see. I am going to start. This is kind of short, so I will read it in Spanish and in English. First, I think, what, in Spanish and then in English, all right. Contabilizando, en los 68 años que he vivido, hay algunos eléctricos instantes, la alegría de mis pies brincando charcos, 6 horas en Machu Picchu, los 10 minutos necesarios para perder la virginidad, el zumbido del teléfono mientras esperaba la muerte de mi madre, la voz ronca anunciándome el asesinato de Monseñor Romero. 15 minutos en Delft. El primer llanto de mi hija. No sé cuántos años soñando con la liberación de mi pueblo. Algunas muertes inmortales. Los ojos de aquel niño desnutrido. Tus ojos cubriéndome de amor. Una tarde no me olvides. Y en esta hora húmeda, las ganas de plasmarme en un verso, en un grito, en una espuma. Accounting. In the 68 years I have lived, there are a few electrical instants. The happiness of my feet skipping puddles. 6 hours in Machu Picchu. The 10 minutes necessary to lose my virginity, the buzzing of the telephone while awaiting the death of my mother, the hoarse voice announcing the death of Monseñor Romero, 15 minutes in Delft, the first wail of my daughter, I don't know how many years dreaming of my people's liberation, certain immortal deaths, the eyes of that starving child, your eyes bathing me with love, one forget-me-not afternoon, and in this sultry hour, the urge to mold myself into a verse, a shout, a fleck of foam.